Life isn't as simple as going from A to B, because most of the good stuff happens at C, D, and E. So buckle in to Between Two Beers, the podcast that asks famous folk about their journeys.
This week, we talk to Karen O'Leary.
I feel bad for people that have like trained purposely their whole lives to do what I've been lucky enough to do. But then also part of me and my own philosophy as well, if you're a positive person and you give things a go, then, you know, opportunities will come your way.
New episodes every Sunday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Agenda, an alternative commentary collective podcast.
Welcome to a bonus edition of the Agenda podcast.
Bonus.
What does that remind me of?
Bluebird.
Yeah. Bonus question. If you... Oh, would you rather spend a day with a clone of yourself or a clone of yourself in the opposite sex? I've kind of seen this in that Disney Plus. I haven't watched the last episode yet. I've watched 5 episodes of it. I love it. The Disney Plus series Loki. Mm. And he, you know, there's different Lokis from different dimensions. And he comes across a girl Loki.
Mm.
And everyone's going, and he obviously really likes her. And everyone's going, that's the ultimate in narcissism, to fall in love with the female version of yourself. You know what I mean?
Ah, yeah. Well, in my case, I'm not backing the female version of myself being something that I would fancy. And I'm not thinking that I would want to hang out. I mean, this is just spend the day with. It doesn't mean that you'll be...
Yeah, it'll go that way.
In the end, you'll be experimenting. Now, look, the thing is, I don't care. I'm happy with male or female or whatever, because I would probably say the day I'm thinking of is Saturday.
Yeah.
And I play touch footy down with my mates, and I sort of think, if I could have my clone there, I could, you know how when I play touch, I call these moves and nobody really gets it.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping my clone would be like, I know exactly what you mean, and doesn't matter if you throw a stupid pass.
No look passes.
Yeah.
No look passes. Yeah.
And he's like, I know what you're doing. Because I'm your clone, and I totally get what you're, I'm picking up what you're putting down, and this is going to be a great day on the touch field. That's what I'm saying.
It'd be really interesting if your chosen sport was MMA, sort of a UFC situation, get in the octagon with yourself and you know, see what... That
you
would
know
be
your weaknesses, wouldn't you?
Yeah, would you though? Because I don't know my strengths. So would you know your weaknesses?
Well,
I think it would become a lottery. Right, because you would be... So you're your clone, right? Yeah, so you're throwing your right...
Well, if you clone...
Would you just end up... always punching each other right in the fist? Is that what would happen? I'm trying to work out the...
Well, does it come down to who's the more aggressive? Is your clone more aggressive than you are?
Or are they exactly the same as you as a clone?
Because
There's a good chance that if it's your clone, you go, shall we not do this? Shall we go and fucking catch a movie? Maybe get on the wheeze, mate?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, exactly what I was thinking, mate. Totes. I was thinking, let's not beat the shit out of each other. You know, there's no ego. There's no... Your ego is not in danger of being threatened, you know, because you can back down to yourself. Harder than, like, you know what I mean? Backing down to someone else. If your client goes, you know, your client can't go, piece of shit. You go, well, mate, look in the fucking mirror.
Exactly.
And by look in the mirror, I mean, look at me. We're fucking clones.
One thing I was going to say about that game of touch is that, name drop, we were talking in the previous podcast about Taika Waititi. He's played down there.
Has he?
And it's been one of the most exciting times because there's a few actor types down there and you can see they're on their best behavior and their almost best acting behavior.
Right.
Like their voice projects louder.
Right. And what kind of skills?
Kick on the last.
What kind of skills has Taika Waititi got?
Not too bad. He's a bit of a scoop from dummy half guy, but I don't think he's necessarily got the acceleration to pull it off.
No pace.
Yeah, he's got enough, but it's like, so I mean, there's guys like Wairangi Kōpū.
Yeah. Well, that's not surprising.
He plays down there, and
I imagine he'd be quite good.
He's rather good, and when he decides to put the foot down, everyone goes, "Oh, okay, you're really good." And there's some other guy who's represented Papua New Guinea in athletics, and he's rather quick. But I was just going to say, Taika gave us all a buzz and we're all kind of semi-auditioning for his next film. Do you have someone famous in your phone or that you don't necessarily, or who follows you on SoshMed who you think, oh yeah, that's my famous person?
I got a lot, mate.
Oh.
I got a fucking ram full. Name a famous person.
Well, okay. Charlize Theron.
Not in there. Have another one.
I've
interviewed you. Say that because you've got that picture of you hugging Charlize Theron.
I'm not hugging her. She's hugging me.
Yeah, well, you're in an intimate embrace.
Yes.
So that's why you brought up Charlize. So I know what you're doing. That's fucking that. It's transparent, mate.
No, no, she's not on my in my phone or anything like that. But I'm just thinking, and you travelled with your movie. We talked about the movie, The Devil Dared Me To. Dared Me To?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking maybe in those, you know, while you were doing your movie, frickin' Ryan Gosling's alongside doing his movie. I don't know.
Well, actually, coincidentally, when I was sitting beside Taika Waititi here we go. Oh, the first person that's texting me here is semi-famous.
Jodie Rimmer. I love Jodie Rimmer.
Her kids are our kids are hanging out today.
She's very, very cool.
Pretty famous. And this other text here is from Jeremy Wells.
Oh, okay. Low level.
What? He's pretty famous.
I mean,
just
at least
scrolling down, the bass player from Element AP.
You were married to her.
Okay, still counts. Scrolling down, Orlando Stewart. Remember, he was from that bloody singer of songs.
If you're going to say Spanners Watson next, the mechanic.
James McConey.
Okay. Well, now you're getting better. You're getting warmer.
Di Henwood.
Ooh.
Ooh.
He's one of my heroes, Di.
Simon Bridges.
You got Simon Bridges. Foreman.
These are just recent texts. Sir Murray Kirkness, editor of The Herald. No. Tim Batt.
No.
Tim Roxburgh. Laura McGoldrick. Lee Hart. Look at these fucking names. There's some Lee Baker from the ACC.
Yeah.
Joe Shucker.
Okay.
Joe Shucker, the producer of the Agenda podcast.
Yes, I know, I've heard of him.
Martin Devlin.
I guess, yep.
Yep, there goes a text from Martin Devlin. Ursula Carlson.
Right.
Checks from here.
Okay, let's
Heather Duplessy-Allen.
No,
Vaughan Smith.
No New Zealanders, and you can't count Heather and Ursula because they're from South Africa. So no one from the Southern Hemisphere. Let's go.
None.
You're a big Southern Hemisphere.
Nah, I'm a fucking flat track bully.
You are totally. You're a star fucker from down south, mate. You're a Southern cross fucker.
Well,
that's what you are.
If you're from where I'm from, even talking to Jason Hoyt's a big deal. You know what I mean?
I agree. I think commentating with Jason Hoyt is quite buzzy.
Basically, if someone from Shortland Street arrived in my hometown when I was growing up, there's a fucking parade. You know what I mean? There's no one famous where I'm from. Mm. So, you know, my stat, I don't have to be hanging out the back of Charlize Theron to get a stiffy. James McConey.
No, okay, fine. I know, but I get that. But I was just wanting to know, I guess, who was on your
famous person in your phone?
It's probably similar to everyone you just mentioned, unfortunately. There's no one up north who I'd probably say, wow, that person's famous. I mean, Stephen Adams, but he doesn't really return my messages anymore. Hi, Stephen. Call me.
Nothing. Old man snappy.
And then a couple of tennis players, I guess.
I was once acting in this thing in London, and before Russell Brand was famous,
yeah,
he was there, and we were in the green room, and he punished me for about 45 minutes before it was being shot at the London Dungeon.
Yeah,
and we were sitting around together, and that was when he was still on Smack. He was still a very wasted guy, and he talked to me for 45 minutes without stopping.
Who did, sorry?
Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah, I love Russell Brand.
45 minutes. He was on send and not receive. It's like, oh, mate, it's fucking bullshit we're fucking here. It's so fucking stupid, mate. You want a fucking line? Ah, fucking stupid.
I love it. I would have loved it.
But he was no one at that point.
Oh, really?
He was just an MTV host at that point.
Oh.
And he was host of Big Brother's Little Brother,
yep.
Which is a show after Big Brother. And so we were just doing this thing. And so I should have got his number, and then I could have fucking whipped that out, but I didn't.
That would have been the one.
And he wouldn't have even remembered me because he was just fucking just gas bagging.
I know Serena Williams' tennis coach.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is he hot?
Yeah, he is. He wears very short shorts for a man who's 50-something, and I sort of appreciate the confidence. He's French.
Yeah.
He is French.
All right, so the answer to the question, would you rather spend a day with the clone of yourself or a clone of yourself in the opposite sex? The answer to that question is, we don't have very many famous people on our phone.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Agenda
You've
podcast.
You've been listening to the ACC's Agenda podcast. For more episodes, subscribe on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
New Zealand's steamiest podcast, Sex.Life, is back for season two. Binge the first episodes now.
My favourite was the wrestling night. When I whipped off my skirt and high heels and I was just in that bodysuit and mask.
Yeah.
And I had the mountain man.
Yeah.
Rolling around.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Sex.Life, new episode every Wednesday. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks to Wild Secrets.